Because older voters far outnumber younger ones, many schools are trying to get students more interested in local elections. To that end, students at Barstow Memorial School in Chittenden recently welcomed more than a dozen candidates running for state and local office to talk about the issues face-to-face. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
For close to 45 minutes, students at Barstow peppered Democratic gubernatorial candidate Christine Hallquist with questions like this one from 8th grader Sierra Rappaport.
Why do you feel it is so important to tax marijuana and improve state regulations?
Well, marijuana is being used today. I think when it comes to marijuana, we're in the most dangerous place right now. You can possess
Hallquist spoke to an audience of about 80 5th through 8th graders. They asked the candidate about immigration and minimum wage, how she'd keep schools safer, and what it's like to campaign as a transgender woman. Event organizers say students also invited Governor Phil Scott, but he did not attend. After Hallquist's Q&A, the students moved into the gymnasium, where about a dozen other local and state candidates sat at tables with chairs.
How you doing?
Aiden Page, an 8th grader from Chittenden, sat down with Brian Collimore, a Rutland County Republican running for the state Senate.
What is your opinion on the $15 minimum wage?
Great question. I have already got a track record on that because I'm a sitting senator, so I voted last year. I voted against the $15 minimum wage. The reason is I don't think necessarily that it's a bad idea.
Five of the six Rutland County Senate candidates took part. So did Secretary of State Jim Condos and his opponent, H. Brooke Page. Jim Harrison, a Republican House member seeking re-election, brought Tootsie Rolls, which made his table popular. Harrison's opponent, Gina Ottoboni, brought flashcards that highlighted things like the average age of lawmakers in Montpelier, the percentage of women there, and the number of people of color. 12-year-old Leo Pond sat down with Greg Cox, a Rutland County Democrat running for the state Senate.
Hi. What's your name?
Leo.
Hi, Leo.
What do you believe a livable wage is, and do you plan to reward property owners and developers that supply affordable and humane housing opportunities?
I think the definition of a livable wage is always in flux. And oftentimes
Cox didn't just churn out a soundbite. Neither did Brian Collimore. Both candidates spent several minutes explaining why they felt the way they did about wages. And the students they spoke with took notes and asked follow-ups, something that was happening at nearly every table in the gymnasium.
So, Leo, what did you think of his answer?
I liked it, and I understood where he was coming from. And even if you work for a small company, you do need a livable wage, but the small company might not be able to afford it.
How helpful is it, Leo, to have candidates sit down and talk to you about the issues face-to-face?
It's very helpful because you get to understand, like, how adults vote and what issues they're trying to understand, and you get to make your own opinions.
Sixth grader Riley Cannell agreed.
Do you feel like this will make you more interested in politics when you get old enough to vote?
I think it will, because we get an opportunity to learn about it at a young age, which I think will impact how we're going to vote when we're 18.
Barstow humanities teacher Jamie Gallagher helped organize the election fair and says he was thrilled so many candidates were willing to take part.
I think this tells you a lot about the quality of Vermont, and it really shows what politics are supposed to be. My big concern lately is how do I teach my kids about keeping things civil? And this is it. We've got candidates for the same office in the same room, and they're not shouting at each other. They're saying hello to each other. This is what politics is supposed to be, and this is what I really wanted them to see.
Brooke Schaefer, an 8th grader, says her generation sees issues differently than older Vermonters and will face different challenges. So it's important young people vote, she says. And she, for one, is looking forward to it.
I am, personally. I mean, now that we're learning about it, I understand it more, and I'm starting to hear different people's points of views and opinions, and it's, like, cool to form your own.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden.